listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Brought to you in part by HopCharts.com and the letter Q. No?
I'm just letting it, that one.
We want that slide?
I'm letting that turd float on its own.
That's all right. I am Dave. With me, as always, is the staunch, the angry, the communist.
Angry. I'm not communist either.
The meat-hating Evan Peterson.
Oh, shut your face.
We are at a uptown institution. Okay, maybe not.
I don't know if it's been around that long.
We're at an uptown restaurant.
That is technically correct. Yes.
Called the Ecopolitan.
Yes.
And the Ecopolitan. We're going to turn over a new leaf this year. 2011 is going to be the year that we're going to get healthy. That we're gonna right this ship.
When was this decided?
I'm just deciding it now.
You're deciding
now. Yeah. We're gonna right the ship. We're gonna be lean, mean, fighting machines.
I'm doing fine on my own, thank you very much. I think we may have overstepped it.
Well, I think that this dinner will help with the efforts. The Ecopolitan is known because it is 100% vegan.
Yes.
And 100% raw, which is something we've never done on the show.
No, that is 100%. In fact, I think this might be the first show where we can't honestly say that something died.
You're right.
We've gone nearly 150 shows.
we've really hit a landmark.
Cutting a swath of destruction.
Exactly.
And now that streak is over.
Tasty, cute animals have died to bring you the show 150 odd times before, and this is the first time we're just gonna lay down our swords for the first time and go at it raw. We're gonna go raw dog.
Oh. Actually, we're not quite to 150 yet.
Yeah.
And as I referenced on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. Our 150th episode
mm-hmm.
was going to be recorded on Valentine's Day.
Well, that's just apropos.
But now it's not, because we skipped a week. So it pushed everything back.
That would have been awesome.
Well,
considering, you know, your girlfriend doesn't want to do anything for Valentine's Day, we could have gone out.
Well, she actually may actually be on the show that week, because we're still going to record on Valentine's Day.
Well, I'm just going to be the third wheel.
Yes, welcome to high school and me.
Payback is a bitch.
That's right.
Yeah. But we won't be able to get any of the sweet, sweet Valentine's Day deals. You're going to have to start making a reservation.
Why not?
Because they don't do a three-way Valentine's Day special.
Utah.
Well, if it's not.
Can we go to Utah instead?
You might be able to. But
you're splitting the air tickets.
Whatever. You take up two seats anyway.
Nice.
Yeah, you like that?
Nice.
Yeah.
Considering I'm, what, maybe 10 pounds more than you?
I bought that, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. No, but you're right, though. I hadn't thought of that we might
get really good. I mean, you can get a screaming deal on Valentine's Day.
I'll have to look.
We can hold hands and everything.
I entreat our listeners mm-hmm. to let us know of good Valentine's Day meals. Not meals, but places, like locations.
Yeah, we literally going to have to start looking at reservations.
We're going to have to start,
now-ish.
We're going to have to start planning on this.
Yeah.
That requires a level of planning that normally does not go into the
right,
show.
Right, it's like, as well evidenced by today's show. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Do you have any ideas? Nope.
It's like that terrible conversation that you've had with your significant other 1,000 times.
Or you have.
I mean, everyone's gone through this where it's been And both sides, I'm not like busting out, you know, the fiance by this, because we're both guilty of this, and I'm sure many people will do this, where it's, let's go somewhere. Okay, where do you want to go? And the only thing the other person can come up with is places they don't want to go to.
Right.
And only after they've been suggested.
Yeah. Well, that's when you start throwing out stuff that you absolutely wouldn't go to. I would just be like, let's go to Applebee's, you know. Let's go to Chili's.
Yeah, but then they call your bluff.
Really?
And you end up going to Applebee's.
you really? She would go to Applebee's?
Again, we're not busting out people.
I know.
We're not talking specific examples, but I'm just saying, you know, it's when you try to buck the system that the system bucks back and harder.
Kicks.
No.
The system kicks.
Exactly. It's like let's go to Burger King. Yeah, okay. Wait, no.
It wasn't supposed to be that easy.
No.
It wasn't supposed to work. This was supposed to be a challenge.
Speaking actually of Burger King, it actually reminds me. Somebody sent me this posting. There is a, what the hell did they call it? I don't have it in front of me because I wasn't planning on talking about it. Burger King is trying a Whopper concept.
Is this the Whopper pizza?
No, it's not the Whopper pizza.
Okay.
It's two patties. It's the Whopper patty, and then it's like a vegetarian patty on top of it, like a mushroom maybe. It's something funky, and they're trying it. I saw it on Food Beast today, and I forgot what the hell it was.
Okay.
But supposedly they might be trying it up here. So
I don't see that taking off a whole lot.
I don't.
We're of a purist society.
I want the Whopper bar, God damn it.
I don't think I'd go to it, and for the simple fact that there are so many good like burger parlors around here.
True.
That it's just like, it's not doing a whole lot for me, you know.
That's true.
You know, I mean, think about what we've gotten in the past 2.5 years. I mean, we have Five Guys, you have Smashburger,
we've been in neither of those places.
Well, they're more chainy.
Yeah.
I mean, they are a chain.
Yeah.
But
funny how that works.
But they're burger parlor esque. They're that kind of.
Well, I mean,
semi-fast.
You look at the Nook.
Yeah, Blue Door.
May it rest in peace.
Blue Door.
Yeah, Blue Door. All the Juicy Lucy places.
Exactly.
I mean, also
American
like
Burger
the Snuffies.
Bar.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of. Like, did we ever do American Burger Bar?
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't. Yeah. I didn't think so.
There's two of them now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
It's almost getting too big for us.
I know. I have to swipe that up before.
See, this is just cruel for us to talk about burgers so much.
I know.
When we know what's coming.
Well, we need to stop talking about cooked food. I honestly don't know how this is going to work.
I'm very intrigued.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Oops.
Sweet.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Much.
You're welcome.
So the drinks have arrived.
Mm-hmm. What did you get?
I think you got shafted.
I got 12 ounces.
I got 8 ounces, though.
Yeah,
I suppose they just filled it.
Yes. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I didn't have any 8 ounce glasses.
But that's okay.
So. I just put it in.
That's okay. I just wanted to point out something bad happening to him. So that's fine. Yes. One of the things that this place is known for is the juices, the various juices, which makes sense. When you want to do raw vegan, you can't have soft drinks.
Right.
You know, you can't.
They do have organic wine.
They do have organic wine. Mm-hmm. But you can't do really beer of any kind because you have to cook that. Is there such a thing as raw, like
you have to
raw
use
beer?
Something happens in the process where it actually.
It does. I mean, there is a cooking.
Yeah.
I mean, and you have to cook the you have to malt the barley, which is a kind of cooking. And
yeah.
So I don't think that technically qualifies. But we got juices now. You went a little slightly safer.
I did go safe. Well, we don't know what's coming. So,
well, I'm saying the juices.
Was it ginger lemonade?
Yes, yeah, ginger lemonade.
Ginger lemonade. Smells like a vegetable basket. Alright, our bottom's up.
Well, yeah, very good.
Ching ching. Mine's good.
Is it?
I enjoy mine.
Mine is interesting.
What did you get?
I got what is called the Tasty Tonic, which is it's apple juice,
mm-hmm.
Cucumber,
yep.
Lime, and bell pepper.
one of these things is not like the other.
Very rare to find bell pepper. Although we were just in the grocery store not too long ago, and Campbell's, they've got their boxed.
Those are awesome.
The boxed soups.
Yep.
They've got a sweet bell pepper that I picked out. I haven't tried it yet, but I was intrigued.
The butternut squash one is very good.
Because I don't mind butternut squash. I'm not a squash guy, so I don't really like that taste, but I like tomato soups, and I like those kind of, not quite savory soups, but a little more, they're less brothy, more
creamy.
More creamy soups.
Gotcha.
So I'm intrigued. I want to try this, but this is, I don't think I dislike it.
I can smell yours
from here. Yeah, it's got a very strong
bell pepper smell.
Yeah, bell pepper and cucumber. I mean, when you get a little closer.
You want to try some wine?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's swap here.
You'll definitely like mine better.
You can keep that. Here's the thing with it, though. It's not... I don't think it's bad. It's certainly, you know...
It's more vegetable juice than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's very vegetable-y.
I thought it was going to be... I don't know, you think juice, you think sweet. Mm-hmm. And it's a savory juice, but there's still a very... There's an element of sweetness in there, and
primarily... It's cucumber and bell pepper with a splash of... Of apple juice.
Apple juice.
And I think it was lime. I think it was the other one. I could have used a little more lime, maybe to cut it a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't mind this at all.
No.
You know,
I don't know if I reach for that as a thirst quencher again, but...
No. No, I...
This I do with my...
The place we were at last week, French Meadow.
Yeah.
Which, looking back, we've gotten very granola the last two shows. I think next week we're going to have to go to like Mickey's Diner or something like that.
Something needs to die.
Yeah, something needs to die and greasily.
Exactly. We need to eat something that died screaming.
Yeah. But French Meadow, obviously known for their organics. I didn't realize this, but they're huge in grocery stores. They're putting out... organic breads and things like that, and you can get them all over the place. It's nuts. But they sell, and I forget the brand name, but a Meyer lemonade, a Meyer ginger lemonade. So Meyer lemons,
that would be awesome.
And ginger. If you like pure liquid ginger,
I would be all about
oh
that.
My god, it was
too much.
It was too much,
really.
It was too much. And I like ginger, I like that taste, but this was it burned.
Okay.
Like it was
like
it
the
was,
like the.
It was like wasabi drink.
It was like the ginger ale at Chatterbox.
This was worse.
Really?
It was much
that
tarter.
Had, that had
because like, that had it.
I mean, that made my brain hurt.
Yeah, the Chatterbox ginger ale, very good.
Yeah.
Acquired
taste though.
Acquired taste and very, very strong. This was almost undrinkable.
Don't go in thinking it's Schweppes.
No.
Canada Dry. This is not.
No. This is Canada very dry.
Yeah, exactly. Extra dry.
Extra dry.
With a shot of
parched. Canada parched. but no, I'm actually kind of impressed at how much I enjoyed this drink. It's, you're right, it's not something I would go for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the season that this would be good in.
Fall.
You think so?
Kind of I would go...
Because it's...
You know, I take that back. In between summer and spring.
Okay.
Right in that
maybe, cusp. I don't know.
Because the cucumber kind of throws you off. But the bell pepper is definitely summer.
Yeah.
But it's an off-putting color, yours is.
Well, it's kind of...
The foam is off. It's off-putting.
You know, much has been said about your dating history. It has a disconcerting head.
Wow.
You know,
holy
it's,
crap.
It's
holy crap.
It's like a if salt and pepper came in a green variety. Like salt and pepper, like a salt and pepper beard. You know, that cookies and cream if it was green.
Wait a minute, my dad has a salt and pepper beard.
If he was an Andoran. You know, they're blue, aren't they?
You mean Pandoran?
No, Andoran. Original Star Trek. Blue guys with the antennas and the white hair.
They're not that big.
I outgeeked you.
Yeah, exactly. Winner. Winner.
I was like the Andorans.
Thank you, Sheldar.
I always love the Andorans because it's like they're blue with. They look like snorks. Okay, they're blue. They got white 70s hair and blue antenna with like little suckers on the end.
Okay.
They were like a warrior race. Like, you don't fuck with those guys. They look like a Saturday morning cartoon character. You know, and yet they're badass.
They should have been wedged in between Thundercats and Smurfs.
Yeah, I... It's,
or if they bred that. It might be where you get
Thunder Smurfs.
Ho!
Ho!
Thunder Smurf.
That makes me want to go back and listen to the old Thundercats bloopers. There was an audio file. It's probably like 3 or 4 minutes long.
Okay.
Filtered around the early days of the file sharing. Yeah. And it was Thundercats bloopers, and it was just the different guys. Because not many people realize this, but like shows like the Thundercats, there was like 4 guys doing every voice. Yeah. And
or any 80s cartoon.
Yeah, I mean, all of those. And just hearing them screw up, like the guy who played Lion-O, and I'm forgetting his name right now. But
it wasn't Peter Welker?
No. You mean Frank Welker.
Thank
Frank
you.
Welker. No, yeah.
Sorry.
The guy who plays Lion-O, that's his speaking voice.
Really?
Like, that's just his normal voice.
That's an awesome voice.
He obviously kind of dramatizes it up a bit. But that's like his regular speaking voice.
I kind of want him to leave my voicemail message.
I think he's long dead.
Really?
But yeah, I think he died back in the 90s. But I could be wrong. But hearing him talk about... Hearing him screw up lines and just start swearing, it sounds like Lion-O swearing.
Yeah.
You know?
Nice.
And it's a great... I'll see if I can find it and I'll put a link to it in the show notes.
Okay, so the thing with juices,
mm-hmm.
you gotta keep mixing them.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because that was...
Holy God. This is more smoothie than juice.
Because the last bite I just got was last drink I just got was pretty much straight ginger.
Nose is bleeding, or nose is running a little bit?
My eyes are watering, though.
Huh.
Yours is much more thick than mine is.
Yeah, this
That's
is...
That's what she said. That worked. You can't even tell me it didn't.
No, it did, but the situation is just... There's so much sadness involved.
Well, there's a lot of awkwardness and sadness involved, but that would be my life.
Yeah, well,
that's how I roll. What I do.
This is entirely true.
So did you bring information?
I did. Well,
did you actually do prep work?
Very little.
Okay.
Very little. But this story is right in our wheelhouse.
Okay.
Especially given where we're at.
Okay.
And I want to thank Tycho from Penny Arcade. You can be okay?
God. It's getting very better towards the end. I'm about halfway down, and I don't know if we can make it to the bottom of the glass.
Yeah.
This is hitting hard.
Oh, my God. So, I want to thank Tycho from Penny Arcade about this, because he brought this to my attention. Not directly to me, because that would be cool. No, he just posted about this. So, you know, I've been on the Weight Watchers now
mm-hmm.
a little bit. I forgot to weigh myself before we left, because that's when I weigh myself. Because you're supposed to weigh yourself once a week.
But we're not too worried, because I don't think we're going to get
anything. I think we'll be okay.
If anything, you're just adding a whole lot of fiber.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But, so, and we've been going around to the stores. Both, you know, the girlfriend and I are doing the Weight Watchers thing, and we've both been doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I have no reason to not believe I will broke the 10-pound mark already.
Good for you.
Because I was at 9.5 last week.
Unless did you have a cheat day?
Here's the thing with the new thing. I actually figured this out because of the new point system and all that stuff. I've just been having fun.
Here's the ravioli.
Okay.
And you got basically kind of mac and cheese.
All right.
The raw version. And then they give you a little pesto, and that's a little bit of our pizza crust crumbled on the top of that.
Okay.
And you put some tomato in there.
We'll go with it.
All right.
Excellent.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about this. Because they've got the online tools and stuff like that. And you type in like how much you ate, and it tells you how many points. I could eat an entire 24-pack of cheese and still have points for the day.
You're
without
grumpy.
Even going into my week.
You're just
I'm not saying I would
disgusting.
Want to do that, but I'm saying by
but,
the point
but
value.
The fact that you're trying to...
I just wanted to see what I could do. There was another time where I accidentally fat-fingered how much ranch dressing I had. I could eat... I was a cup and a half of ranch dressing.
That doesn't mean you should.
I'm not saying I should. But I'm just, my point in bringing this up is that I haven't had to have a cheat day because honestly, my diet has not changed that much. So we're taking pictures. Wow. I actually caught a whiff of this.
Move your hand out.
Sorry. Did you just get my fat belly?
Pretty much.
Nice.
I got the. That's blueberries on yours.
It is. It is indeed. This is more of a breakfast.
Kind of is. Mm. All right, so explain what they got. What do you got?
Well, they took our menus, but I got the ravioli.
Okay.
Which appears to be thinly sliced. I can't tell if it's beets or taro.
Beets.
Beets it is.
Beets. And then you have a cashew cheese.
Okay.
In the middle of it.
And in the middle.
On the top is the ginger marinara.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then there's a balsamic reduction and a cashew parmesan, basically.
Very good.
On top of all of it.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So I don't know if you got that, but it's a dehydrated beet with a cashew cheese in the middle, and then with some cashew stuff on top, and then extremely good balsamic onions with a tomato, almost kind of a compote kind of
salsa, maybe
salsa would also work. But then on top of that, you got blueberries, you got cashew, parmesan cheese, and all stuff. So far, the onions are fantastic. What did you get?
I got the mac and cheese.
Okay.
It's, hit a hot spot.
You're just hitting all sorts of culinary landmarks.
It's like a zucchini, it's a zucchini, we'll call it macaroni in quotes, that they've kind of spiraled off. And then it's on top of some really nice leafy greens. It's got this kind of cheesy ranch dressing over the top.
Really? But it's not cheese.
No, it's not cheese.
It's nut-based of some sort.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. There's tomatoes. The tomatoes are really good. And then it's got like a crumbled... like crumbled bread on top,
mm-hmm.
But it's not bread. It's like wheat germ.
No, that's not buckwheat.
Buckwheat. Crumbled buckwheat over the top.
Because that's what they use to make their pizza crust.
That's right. And that kind of gives you the illusion of like a bread top.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange, but it is really good.
Now explain how you ordered that.
Well, we're always intrigued by trying something new.
Hence the show.
But I'm always in favor of letting the chef pick what you're going to eat and leave it up to their hands. Now, I have very few food allergies, but basically told the waitress, hey, I'm allergic to this and this. Everything else is fair game, and it's $13.50, and the chef makes whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what came out.
So you approve?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and shocked. I mean, in all honesty, I'm very shocked because, let's be honest, dude, we're both a little down that something didn't to bring you to the show today.
A little bit, yeah.
There isn't any meat involved, let alone any cooking involved.
No, it's just preparation.
Uh huh. However, the illusion is done very well. Like, it's not mac and cheese. I mean, it's not.
No.
But it's still good. You know, you could call it something completely different, and it would still be good.
See, I look at this. You know, and you know me, I'm very into language.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the story I was going to talk about. Both of what we have here are basically salads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yet...
And they do have a salad menu
here. They do have a salad menu. It looked fine, mm-hmm. You know. But basically, all we have is salads, which, you know, I'm a huge salad fan.
Yeah.
For a guy my shape, I enjoy vegetables quite a bit.
It's surprising that you do enjoy salads considering your shape.
I do. But the way that they've dressed it up, and I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but the way they've dressed it up is like, we're going to shape a salad into something resembling some other food.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very curious as to the psychology of that.
Well, it's like a It's along the same lines of that deconstruction thing that we both hate, or I hate.
I don't necessarily hate it.
I
think it's overused.
I think it's overdone. I think it's completely overused.
Yeah.
But that being said, it works in most applications, and I think on mine, I think it works even better than on yours. I mean, yours looks more saladish. You know?
Yeah.
How is the food tasting for you guys?
Very good,
very good.
Right, thank you.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is, so let's say you're a newly minted raw vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you decided you're going to eschew meat and warmth.
Right.
Okay. But you came from a culture that prizes meat and warmth.
Right.
And I wonder if there's a psychological component in the people that are making these recipes that say, I'm not depriving myself. Because, you know, whatever laudable goals, whatever, you know, kind of lofty ideals you have about why you choose a particular diet or whatever.
Be it social, economic.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. I mean, and honestly, I mean, as much as we kind of like to make fun of I guess, alternative eating lifestyles, I have no honest problem with them.
No,
it's kind of like religion. Just keep it to yourself, and I'm cool with it.
Exactly. Don't push it on me.
Exactly.
Don't tread on me.
anyway, I wonder if there's a part of the mental kind of process that says, I'm not depriving myself of pasta. I'm not depriving myself of meat because I'm doing things that resemble, either in texture or in look or taste, the same thing. And I'd be curious if, because I think the raw vegan thing is a fairly new phenomenon. And I wonder. Trying to be serious.
I know you are.
Yeah.
That's why I did. Because you were boring the people to death.
No, I'm hoping to be interesting. I guess my thing is, there's going to be a whole generation of kids coming up that may be raised in these households. And I'd be very curious to see what they can do with this kind of cuisine.
Yeah.
Because really all this is, it's like, and I don't say this to diminish what they're doing, but I mean, this is the culinary equivalent of dinosaur chicken nuggets. You're not really actually eating dinosaur. Okay. You're taking something and dressing it up as something it's not. That's fine. Yeah.
But what I
really? Yes.
That's an amazing analogy.
Well, thank you. There.
Wow.
All I'm saying is I'd be curious to see where this can go, where they're not just aping existing foods. You know what I mean?
Here's what I'm running into, because, again, we've never done a show like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting full. And there was a lot of roughage on my plate. I mean, there's some protein in there. There's a whole lot of roughage on my plate. I probably have at least a half of a zucchini. I mean, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And good leafy greens.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's one thing I will give.
It's very filling.
Give the vegans and the raw vegans and all the other variations on it. You know, given a limited palate, given a limited set of tools to make, they don't skimp on the quality.
Well,
you know, you're not going to have, green giant frozen peas.
The tomatoes on this are just as good as you get in the summertime. Mm-hmm. You know, straight off the vine, mm-hmm. which I can definitely applaud them for. Mm-hmm. And ask where they got them.
I'm with you. I'm a little amazed at how much I'm liking this.
You are you getting full though? I mean, because I'm like,
getting there.
I'm maybe halfway through, mm-hmm. and I'm.
Well, you had a lot.
I'm coming to a
you a had volunteer. A. No, what I'm curious is how well these keep.
I'm not. Mm-mm.
I couldn't make out those grunts.
I don't think that they do.
You don't think so?
I mean, it'd be like taking home a salad. It's eventually.
I'm taking a salad.
Really?
Uh huh.
To me, anytime that I have tried to bring home a salad, it's a leafy.
You want to try to eat it the next day?
Yeah, it's a wet mess. I mean, even by the next day, it's pretty much wet. A wet mess. Hi. Mm. Yeah, I'm getting full.
One knock I will have against the ravioli. Mm. So they're using essentially a beet chip.
Yep.
To mimic the pasta.
Do you want
to
try some more?
Yeah, I'll try. Let me finish my current forkful. And they're good, mm-hmm. but they're crisp, and they're a little hard. You can't just cut them with your fork.
You have a knife, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying. If it was ravioli, the illusion was somewhat lost. I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Because if you're gonna call it something, it should
call
come close to mimicking.
Yeah.
You should come close to mimicking it. I mean, there's more to ravioli than just filling with two things holding it in.
Right.
You know, by that definition, it's a hot pocket is ravioli.
You realize that next week we're just really going to have to go for the gusto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, balls to the wall.
I'm telling you, just grease IVs at that point.
It's just... I want to die mm-hmm. during next week's episode. I really want to die. So... Oh man. The other thing is that apparently it makes this type of food makes you belch quite a bit. As I'm having a whole lot
I've
of,
heard that.
I'm having a whole lot of problems right now. With
well,
that.
No, don't be genteel on my account.
Well, I'm not trying to be genteel, but there are other people in here and I don't want to blow out the windows. You should really try mine.
Oh yeah, that's right. I was gonna try it. They certainly like their ginger. Mm-hmm. Because I got ginger on mine. And
now, don't think of it as cheese. That's the thing. Mm. Don't try to fool yourself with that illusion. And?
No.
No, I agree.
I like mine.
Well, I'm going to try some of yours.
Oh, go ahead. We're very sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, just something with that that cheese is off to me. I mean, I'm sure it's done right. I'm not going to say it's, like, poorly executed, but...
Oh, I like yours better.
Yeah. For me, you put balsamic on anything, and it's better.
It's fantastic. Yeah. But the blueberry on there?
Yeah. I'm surprised with the blueberry.
I will remember that.
Yeah. Balsamic, blueberries? Mm-hmm. That's wicked.
I know you're
allergic to it. Hmm. Balsamic pineapple.
You lost me.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, you just kind of glaze it like you would, you do it like kebabs,
okay,
almost, and you just glaze it and you broil it,
okay,
for about a couple minutes.
So
not
I did
much.
The same. I do the same thing with rum on pineapple. I've cooked
that
before.
That would work too.
I didn't get to eat it, but
well, obviously, but no, this it's
really
it's fantastic. Because
like a fruit lollipop at that point.
Oh, it's more like a. It's like candy. It's just it keeps that moisture, but it also kind of adds the balsamic mixed in with the pineapple juice and stuff. Oh, if you don't do it too long and you don't like kind of burn it, it's gorgeous. Oh, you're right though. I'm all belchy.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that a little bit weird?
No, I'm comfortable belching.
I know you are, but I'm trying to
as I say, with a mouthful of...
Exactly. Mouthful of blueberries.
Mouthful of blueberries. Mm. Anyway, we were talking about a story. So, PepsiCo, mm-hmm. which owns apparently Tropicana, which I didn't realize. They've come up with these things called Tropolis.
Okay.
Tropolis is a 80-calorie fruit puree. Okay. Comes in brightly colored pouches, will be marketed to moms and kids. They're coming out with apple, grape, and cherry Tropolis pouches in test markets in the Midwest. From $2.49 to $3.49 a four-pack, which is pretty reasonable.
So it'd be like a Capri Sun.
No, this is more like thicker than a smooth. I mean, this is pureed fruit.
Like a fruit today. You ever had those?
No.
I think Dole makes them.
Okay.
And it is just pureed fruit. Mm-hmm. And so you have like an orange strawberry mix. And they just come in little two packs and they're like actually about the same price. There's like a strawberry banana one. So you have like a little, they actually have fruit bits in there.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Didn't
mean to rain on your brain.
No, that's fine. The story, it's a Wall Street Journal story. It's actually fantastic, if for no other reason than it's got some of the greatest quotes ever in food journalism history. brought to you by the Dr. Pepper, or the not the Dr. Pepper, the Pepsi people.
Mm-hmm.
They're interviewing Chairman and Chief Executive Indra Nooyi. They were talking about how this is. They've partnered with a Russian juice maker to do this fruit puree thing. And it says, we see, this is the chief executive saying, we see the emerging opportunity to snackify beverages and drinkify snacks as the as the next frontier in food and beverage convenience.
I want them to sexify.
Sexify
snacks and beverages.
Well, it's like they're trying to find that happy medium.
Yeah.
Because they say something. This is a Mehmood Khan, a former Mayo Clinic endocrinologist who is now working for Pepsi, says, consumers don't wake up in the morning and they say, I'm going to have a whole grain, I'm going to have a dairy product. They're looking for combinations of those things. Will they get that? Makes sense. I guess part of me is...
Can't I get that in my Pop-Tart, though?
You have to puree it. Because they're it's like they're trying to say, like, I want a drink, but I don't want it to be a drink.
Yeah.
Really, this is just, we're one step closer to food goo and Jetson's pills, I think is what this is.
Ish. I think, but I also think you just found the name of this week's show, Food Goo and Jetson
Pills. Food Goo and Jetson Pills?
Yep.
I don't know. Part of me is, I mean, this is not a new thing. I mean, like you were talking about the fruit today, and they even mentioned that Pepsi, I didn't realize this, they owned a...
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you finished?
Yes, I am. Thank you. It was very good.
Okay.
They owned Naked Juice,
yeah.
Which I'm a big fan of, and they were talking about their smoothies, and I'm guessing this is kind of a similar consistency.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like they're taking the smoothie and making kid-friendly. They're doing the Capri Sun treatment.
Right.
Which is fine. It's more the interest in the language in this. Again, this said, this is the doctor who's working for PepsiCo said, maybe that it's outdated to think that snacks are dry and beverages are wet.
It just sounds dirty.
It kind of fits with what we were talking about before. It's
yeah.
Like, you know, food is food.
Yeah.
You know, and trying to dress it up as something it may not be, that may be good, maybe bad, but it's just interesting to see what people are doing to kind of not reinvent food, but kind of reclassify it.
And also see what consumers are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will be the telling tale on whether something like this is really going to pick up, you know, and people are able to run with it.
I've also learned something thanks to the story that I never realized. That did you know Dr. Pepper? Pepper is his first name.
Was he a doctor?
According to this, the company is Dr. Pepper Snapple. So to me, that means that Pepper was his first name.
And Snapple was his last name.
He really should be called Dr. Snapple.
Yeah.
But no, he wanted to be cool, you know. Yeah.
Maybe stick with his maiden name.
It's not hyphenated, so it's not that.
You should just go on the back of each Snapple bottle, just draw in a little hyphen in between there.
You know, the more I read this article, it's just... there are some things that just don't make food sound good.
Like?
Squeezable fruit.
I actually go for firmer fruit. When, like, I don't want a soft apple.
Mm-hmm. I do. They actually reference, they have Marion Nestle, which is kind of amusing.
really?
Marion Nestle, a professor of nutrition at New York University, says
well,
that...
Well, that's an oxymoron.
Because what these are developing, they're basically, it's juice and puree, and what they did is they're trying to find the happy balance so that they don't have to add stuff to get the right consistency.
Yeah.
So they say with this one, it's apple puree, filtered water, banana puree concentrate, and three other kinds of fruit concentrate. And they're saying they started with real food, so let's give them credit for applesauce and mashed up bananas, but the rest of it is sugar. So it's not really terribly healthy.
Yeah.
But I think it's hilarious that there's a professor of nutrition with the last name of Nestle.
let's be honest. We really could care less what she says, but her name is pretty awesome.
But there's just this sentence that kind of makes me queasy a little bit. It's, Coke sells a squeezable fruit in Russia called molten rich fruit mix.
I'm sorry, what?
It's called molten, M-U-L-T-O-N, rich fruit mix. That does not sound appetizing at all. Maybe no. It sounds better in Russian.
Everything does sound better in Russian.
It does. Russian is, and this is scientifically proven, one of the hottest accents.
Especially okay. When spoken by a leggy... Model-esque.
Well, anything sounds good from a leggy model-esque anything.
Yeah. Preferably female.
You know what, though?
Really? It's not that cold out.
If Daniel Craig started seducing me in Russian, I'd probably go for it.
Really?
Yeah, but only in Russian. Maybe Czech. Czech is a beautiful language.
Yes. No, it's not. That is an ugly language. That is not a romance language.
You do realize romance has nothing to do with it.
I know.
Actually,
I know.
So, okay, just making sure.
I know. But that's, no, you don't seduce somebody in Czech.
I'm sure.
Danish for that matter.
There's presumably millions of Czechs out there, so clearly somebody's seducing someone in Czech.
It's, they just trade cows back and forth, and that's how they romance.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how that rolls.
Aren't you part Czech?
No, not even a little bit.
Are you all done with this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I just like the concept of snackifying drinks and drinkifying snacks.
That's a that also
like
might,
that sounds like something Richard Burton said in Running Man.
snackify them drinks.
Right.
Drinks.
Yes, we need to find out when they start snackifying drinks.
Because
that's when you know it's gotten to the masses.
Absolutely.
When they're snackifying drink, then there you go.
Is it purple, though?
We were in...
Red.
We were in the grocery store, and we saw, like, it was Ocean Spray or one of these juice things where they had the... What do you call it? It was fruit punch.
Okay.
Except it was called fruit drink, which I thought was amusing. And I always, every time I see one of those,
yeah.
I just want to be like, don't call it blueberry surprise. Just call it blue.
Exactly.
It's blue flavor.
It's red.
It's red flavor. It's just like, you're not fooling anyone.
Green. It's not lime, it's green.
Yeah. And especially like all pre-made juices, they're such a bastard child of 100 different juices. I remember... A small part of my youth died. Speaking of
this is when you figured out there is no such thing as a cran grape.
Speaking of naked juice, I think they still do this, but when they first came out, they used to have because their big claim to fame with naked juice is that there's a pound of fruit in every bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't. There's some sort of violation of physics as to how that works, but you know,
well,
whatever.
There's probably fruit violation as well.
But I remember I'm a big fan of their lemonade. Just their straight up, lemonade.
Yeah.
Very good. And if you ever looked at the ingredients of their lemonade,
yeah.
This is a company that calls itself Naked Juice. Okay.
Does it start with something that ends in eyes?
No. It's all fruit.
Okay.
But what do you think makes up the vast majority of the lemonade?
Orange.
White grape juice.
Oh. So say.
Which makes sense because grapes are cheaper, right. and it cuts
it's filler.
The,
it's
yeah,
filler.
It's filler.
Yeah.
But it's just like.
Really?
I expected naked juice.
Is that one part that's, of it you just died?
Yeah, it was just like, oh, I expected better.
I totally thought
juice.
It was. I totally thought I had it right
with the crank. No, yeah. I figured that out fairly quickly.
There was no such thing as a snozzberry either.
Oh. Someone, you know, we live in a very genetically enhanced time.
So it's a matter of time. Somebody needs to do that.
Yeah, you know, University of Minnesota, just down the road,
yeah.
They're known for all of their Frankenfruits, you know, the golden delicious apples.
Sweet Tango.
Creations of the University of Minnesota mad
yep.
scientists.
Yep.
Oh, wait, are golden delicious? Were they?
Yeah.
Is that something we
yep.
did? I knew the Sweet Tango's good. Yeah. I can't remember there was another one. You know, I would say probably a third of the apple, and this is.
That's not even an exaggeration.
I'm saying this is not backed by any sort of research on it, my part, but I'm saying at least a third of the apples out there were created in Minnesota.
Your college, your school of choice is. Breaking all the rules of nature.
That's right. Damn right. But it's like that's why I'm actually a big fan, and they're not a sponsor, but I think they should be. The Simply line, the Simply Orange, Simply
love that stuff.
Love that shit. They come in the little 8-ounce bottles.
Which are
about two gulps.
Exactly. Buy the big one and just carry it around with you.
The shitty thing is they're no better for you than soda.
No, they really aren't.
Because, again, I've been putting everything into the Weight Watchers thing.
Simply Limeade, freaking awesome.
I wish those came in the singles.
Oh, yeah.
They don't. But the raspberry lemonade is extremely good, too.
Really?
Yes.
I'll get those
in the singles, too.
I'll be partaking in that.
Yeah, those are very good. But I just love the bottles.
That's a good look.
They have the giant cap.
Yeah.
But I feel bad throwing it away because I want to use it for something.
Like, I should be able to reuse this.
Yeah. You know,
like, put a small tree in it.
Yeah, I don't know. Bonsai tree?
Yeah.
Maybe? Something, I don't know.
A Simply Bonsai.
Simply Bonsai? Ooh.
See?
There you go. So, before we wrap up, do we want to talk about next week?
We should talk about next week. You should also talk about the goings-on in Casa de Pantalones.
See? Yeah. See, the money hasn't shown up yet, so I don't... I haven't gotten
my bank account, so it's coming sometime.
No, yeah, we made our goal, our Kickstarter goal, it's super exciting. I posted about this on the website earlier, it's super exciting that we made our goal,
mm-hmm.
and that we because of that we'll be able to upgrade our studio.
Mm-hmm.
I found out today actually that what I posted on the Kickstarter page will probably not be what we're getting. It's not lies. It's not lies, and I pointed that out when I wrote it. It's like, this is what we're aiming at, but this might change.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we are getting some help from an actual recording engineer.
Really?
Who looked at our lessons like, I can do better.
All right.
So we don't know what we'll get quite yet, excuse me. It takes a couple weeks for the money to filter into me, you know. And then we have to actually buy the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll probably be late January, early February before we get a chance to actually do something. But we'll post all about it on the website. But I just want to take the opportunity to thank all of our listeners of this show, especially this show, because it's really generous of you, because this show, the Well-Fed Guy, does not benefit at all
from this.
From the studio.
So if you did help us out and you listened to the show and you donated.
God bless you,
God
sir.
Bless you.
Sir or madams. If we ever do our You okay?
Good.
If we ever do our fabled takeout show, we could do that in the studio.
I feel that coming once we...
Yeah.
I mean, we got to get some food in those mics.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, think about it. We really got to dirty that up. Exactly. We really got to dirty that up.
Yeah. Those are expensive mics. So fuck you.
Yeah. I plan on savaging those. Just get some spit.
See, this is why you're not allowed in the studio.
You're going to have to get one of those screens to put up in front of me.
Well, we do have one of those. thank you guys very much for all of that. We're, you know, I'm honestly kind of humbled by the whole thing, because it's just like, it's super cool that we're. I honestly thought you did cry. I did not.
Yes, you
no,
did.
I did.
Yes,
not.
You did. Be
no,
honest.
No,
cried.
Trust me.
You,
trust me.
You teared
I
up
not.
A little.
No, but it. I will be entirely honest. I did not expect us to make the goal.
I'll be completely honest, I was shocked when I looked and saw that we had.
Simply because, you know, in retrospect, it was a probably poor timing to, hey, let's have, you know, can you give us money during Christmas time?
Exactly.
So it's like, that was poor planning on my part.
Should have done it. We should have done it on tax return time.
We might do another one.
let's not line up all of our eggs in one basket here.
Yeah, that's, no, I'm just
let's
saying.
Get this one built and get it off the ground. And
yes, no, if we did another one, it wouldn't be for another studio. It'd be for a specific show. I have some ideas, but we'll see.
We need to go to Ocean Air. I mean,
just do a Kickstarter just to go to Ocean Air.
Murray's just and
Andy's. Raise $100.
Hell yes.
That would be hilarious.
That's not a bad idea. You can't even tell me it's not a bad idea. You can't even tell me it's not a bad idea.
I'm tempted to do that. That is funny. Anyway, but that is a discussion for another time. So just, again, thank you guys very much for helping contribute to that, that noble project. But next week we got a very important show.
It's a huge show.
Huge show.
It's a gigantic, a very special episode of Blossom.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, tell the people.
Oh, we are doing...
I'm giving it to you.
Oh, is this third annual? Oh my God. Mm-hmm. We are maturing and aging as a show. We are going to do the third annual Golden Bacon Awards, or the Welfetties.
I think we've gone with the Welfetties.
Yeah, it's
you've poo-pooed the Golden Bacon.
Well,
it
Welfetties rolls off the off the tongue
sure
so much better. I mean, honestly, it does. My creativity, my marketing,
it's just
vastly superior to yours.
Explain.
It is our best of show. Mm-hmm. It is where we're gonna award our awards.
What was that about your creativity?
Oh, the crap! I blew my load. We basically give out awards to our favorite restaurants that we've eaten at in the past mm-hmm. year. And kind of review best dishes and best restaurants.
It's our year in review.
A retrospect, if you will.
Exactly.
But it's one of our favorite shows of the year because we actually have to do a little prep work to see, hey, we've eaten at like 52 different restaurants this past year. That's a lot to go through and actually try to remember what we ate. Thank God we started taking pictures.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. But that'll be next week.
Next week.
And in the meantime, we are, as always, doing a Listener's Choice Award, much like we did last year.
Yeah.
They'll
just stink.
You're gonna be okay.
You're not smelling any of that?
No.
It smells like throw up.
Wow.
Vegetable throw up.
But we're doing a Listener's Choice Award, and I would say we'll do a similar thing that we did next year, or last year.
Yep.
I'm a time traveler, apparently. Where one of the people that votes in our listener poll... we'll get a $25 gift certificate to the restaurant of their choice.
Okay.
Probably not the Ocean Air, because that might get you in the door.
that'll valet our car.
That'll valet
our
car. No. But yeah, all the details for that will be on the website as well as on our Facebook page.
Yep.
So look for that by the time this comes up, I would mm-hmm. say. Probably Tuesday morning we'll have that ready to go. So, yeah. Send us what you like.
Damn right. Final thoughts on the Ecopolitan.
Pleasantly surprised.
As was I. Just very, very pleasantly surprised. You don't take a date here.
Well, due to the gaseous emissions.
Well, it's more of an experience restaurant. Like you come here.
See, to me, that sounds like the perfect date.
No, but I don't know if
it would be a first date.
No, that's a better.
Yeah,
that's a better.
You got to be comfortable with the person.
Absolutely,
you're with
exactly.
Eat beet ravioli.
Uncooked.
Uncooked.
You also have to, be willing to think a little bit outside the box.
Mm.
So if you're liking your food cooked.
If you like meat or heat.
Exactly. That's really the only thing I would say. I enjoyed mine. If you're willing to be really ballsy and just say, hey, I've got that allergy for this and this. But don't kill me. Definitely suggest doing the chef's plate. That was
mm-hmm.
really good. So.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys need me to run a credit card for you?
Oh,
No, take your time, too. I just want to make sure I wasn't avoiding you.
No, no worries.
No. Okay. We're used to people avoiding us.
Yeah, that's true.
But
no, I'm totally with you. I would want to try other things because, like I said, mine was essentially a glorified salad.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was extremely good salad. I'm again very impressed with the balsamic blueberries. Like that just blows my mind a little bit that works.
That was surprising.
But you know that salsa, that balsamic onions and tomato kind of combination, that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. The beets, I already mentioned, they were a little tough for me, but you know, right. I think that's just. I mean, they, like she said, they do a lot of dehydrated fruit.
And it's raw.
Yeah. So, there's, I mean.
You ever tried to chew into a beetroot? They don't work
that way. Yeah,
it
don't work that way. But I would, it's, you know, for someone that dislikes the taste of nut.
Yeah.
I knew that. It was one of those where I was like, I'm so glad Alvy's not here because he would have jumped all over that. I was a little concerned, you know, because I don't like the taste of cashews. I don't like, you know, a lot of stuff, but there was a lot of that on it, but I didn't taste any of it.
No, it all blended nicely.
It worked well. You know, when you have to basically fool yourself.
Yeah.
And I say this with all due respect and all that stuff, but when you have to fool yourself.
Fool.
When you have to fool yourself by intentionally, you know, taking tools out of the toolbox,
mm-hmm.
you know, these guys have put some ingenuity into it.
Absolutely.
And I definitely applaud the effort.
Damn right.
So.
It's important to also note that this is was a little bit hard for us to find, but there are other things in this building that are kind of in that same health-y-ness ilk.
Mm-hmm.
There's an oxygen bar.
There is.
They have a standalone juice bar in this restaurant as well. There's massage, reflexology, and colon cleansing. So, yeah. In one door, then out the other.
Well, I think after the meal we had, we shouldn't have to worry about that anytime soon.
Absolutely
either.
Not. But I enjoyed it thoroughly. All right then. You usually wrap these things up.
I know. I'm busy writing notes. So
that's neat. Did you want me to wrap it up?
No, I can do it. Just give me 20 seconds.
I can't vamp like that. I don't have that much to say.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
They do have parking around the back of the building.
That's
which is nice.
Said.
Hey, but it's nice for this area.
That's true. Yeah, because we're right by like Leaning Tower and Mud Pie.
And there's nothing. There's literally nothing. Yeah.
There's nothing here.
So if they've got enough parking for how many?
Dozen tables.
Yeah, like exactly. The half dozen tables that are in here. Yeah. So that's a definite plus.
Yes. So as always, Wellfit Guide to Life is brought to you in part by the hopchart.com. It's just hopchart.com. Don't add the, because that will get you God knows where. We thank Andrew and all of the great people at hopchart.com for supporting us as always. If you want to leave comments, you can always do that on our webpage. We have show notes for that. You can always email us at wellfed@fantasymansgangsters.com. Again, we are doing our listener's choice for 2010, so definitely get your submissions in. We'll have that list available soon, very, very shortly.
Tomorrow. Damn it.
Yes, as God is my witness, we will have it available for you on Tuesday. So we welcome all your comments and thoughts on that as well. We do have a Twitter at twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. We have a Facebook at facebook.com/wellfedguide. We are on Tumblr, actually. I think it's fancymansgangsters.tumblr.com. That's just the whole network. We don't have a show-specific one. As always, we recommend that you follow us. And even more important, if you are an iTunes user, you find us on iTunes, review the show. Because the iTunes reviews helps our iTunes ranking.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone on rants about this before, how iTunes is terrible for small podcasts. Because they only ever... I mean, you have to pretty much know what you're doing. I won't go into the rant now. But by helping our ranking, you're helping us find new listeners. So we definitely appreciate that. If you find us on iTunes, or you're an iTunes user, review us there. So I guess, unless Dave, you have anything, or are you just busy just belching?
I'm yawning now.
Hmm.
Really sleepy.
One thing, I feel I'm actually somewhat energized.
I'm full.
I feel like I should be doing like bench presses or something. Like I'm
probably not going to do that.
I'm kind of keyed up a little bit, but I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the reinvigorating bell pepper.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, and we will see you next week.